Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
My boy Ron out there at Talyar Brewing over by Constance.
You might need your voice.
You might need my voice. All right, well, you know, I could see if I can lend that as well. But right now, as you're listening on a Football Friday, the drive is live.
That's right. The drive is live, and we are live here in Sugar Land, and I see the commissions in the building and his lovely bride. I see some of these traveling Texans then rolled up in here as we are live out here in Sugar Land at Talyar's. And make your way on out here, guys. Great food, great drinks. I'm talking about craft beers. I ain't going to lie to you. I think they got craft Coke. I mean, this wasn't
Coca-Cola?
I ordered a Luke. I said, let me get a Coke. I'm telling you right now, that wasn't no just regular Coke. I feel like somebody that made that somewhere around here. It is delicious. It really is. So come on out and have a good time. We've got Texans tickets to give away here coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We've got 4 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We've got a free oil change courtesy of Tomball Ford. We've got glasses of the drive. Tyler's right in the middle of this bad boy. Looks just like Tyler. Looks just like Clint. And then Courtney's dad is also on this glass, so you can have a chance. Courtney, my wife, you can have a chance to get a third glass of the drive. So come on out if you're in here. We've got glasses. The first 50 get a glass from the drive. We did it with Payne and Pendergast 2 weeks ago. In the Loop last week. This week the drive. Next week the final one. Area 45, and you can get the 4 glass set. So come on out here and enjoy yourself. Have a good time. We've got some technical difficulties with Clint. Clint is out in Arkansas, but hopefully he will join us soon. And Tyler, you just tell Old Dirty to jump on in whenever we have him. All right. I know you guys are working really, really hard to get that taken care of on a Football Friday. I do want to get a couple of news out. Can we start with some good news, Tyler? How about the Astros? They are activating Isak Paredes. I almost called him Man Isaac. Isak Paredes, and he will join the Astros prior to this huge, huge series against the Mariners. So he is there. Tyler, you think he's in the lineup today? You think he's in the lineup? No, Tyler's probably working.
My bad, bro. I mean, I'm putting out a bunch of other people's storms right now, bro.
I got you. Like Paredes is – we'll hopefully see him being in the lineup. There's obviously a spot for him at the DH spot. So hopefully Isak Paredes is in the lineup. But that's huge news for the Astros, especially with the loss of Yordan Alvarez, getting Paredes potentially back in the lineup. They got a chance to add another bat, so that'll be big coming up a little bit later on today. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can get involved in this. By the way, Texans, they had their final practice. We'll get an official injury report here in just a bit. We got Clint. Do we have Clint? Clint Sterner, Dirty
What's
in the building?
What's going on, baby?
There we go. There he is. Clint's in the building. As I just said, Paredes is going to be back, but I'm sure you'll be intrigued to this. We'll get an official understanding of what the injury report is going to be when it comes out officially. But it looks like Jake Andrews, Christian Kirk, Braxton Berrios, they are all trending to being able to play on Sunday. We'll see if that means all of them will actually start, being Jake Andrews the one we're really looking at. But it's official. I know we were looking at this
rookie corner Jalen Smith is going to be out with the injury to his hamstring, and they're expecting Tremont Smith, the veteran, to fill in for him to take his spot. And I guess I would start with that with you, Clint. Do you believe that we'll see a lot of Tremont Smith? Do you believe there's going to be a space and a spot that he will be a part of this defense a lot coming up on Sunday?
I don't think a lot. I think the at the end of the day, it's more of an almost an emergency situation with Tremont Smith. I mean, this defense has shown the ability to keep the opponent, you know, from scoring and keep the scoring low with the scheme and with Jalen Petrie and the nickel defenders doing their thing. And it's just been here and there where they've been exposed. And the reality of it is, if you can keep this team to 14 points, if you can keep this team to 17 points, you ought to have a chance to win the ball game. And so I think that with Tremont Smith, you're probably a little less comfortable, obviously, than Jalen Smith.
Yeah.
And you may stay away from it unless you just have to get to it. So I think D'Amico has confidence in him. I just think it's probably a little less likely that we see a heavy dose, if they do indeed need to go that route.
They probably just, and it may set up, Clint, that we see, like week one, some Petrie matchups in the slot, some Gardner-Johnson matchups in the slot, and they're just going to have to kind of handle things and deal with it. And if that goes awry, then I think maybe you may see some adjustments and have Tremont Smith in there. Because it looked like, Clint, they adjusted to that against the Bucks, and we started to see more, Petrie off in obvious passing situations or, not having him in coverage in the slot. So hopefully – They can handle things well there in that situation. All right, a little football talk here. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for you in your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So as we sit here in front of, I'm looking at the commish, and I'm looking at Mary, and I'm looking at the Texans fans, there's a little nervousness. I'm not going to lie to you, Clint. There's a little unease, right? They got a smile on their face, but it's a smile we're getting nervous because
all nervous.
This is an important game, and let's take a look at key matchups in this game. And I think we should look at both sides of the ball in this matchup against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are 1-1 right now after their loss last week in Cincinnati. Clint, when the Texans have the ball for you right now, what's the key matchup in the game?
Well, I think it's without a doubt it's Josh Allen and Ariante Oerschre. We've seen Josh Allen make player of the week or player of the month off of Laramie Tunsil. So we know what he brings to the table as it pertains to rushing the passer. Now, hopefully, again, as we've talked at length this season, hopefully the play caller and the quarterback and the style of play offensively can help Ariante Oerschre. But when it's all said and done, Josh Allen, I think, is the key here versus a rookie. Can Ariante Oerschre step up to plate and not eliminate him from the game from the box score, but can he step up and make him somewhat of a non-factor in this game? Does Nick Caley have to help him with tight ends and tailbacks chipping all the time, or do they get comfortable and leave him on an island? That would be nice as a fan. It would be nice to see that, leave him on an island and he holds his own. But there's no doubt about it, Josh Allen is going to attack that quarterback's blind side where Ariante Oerschre is, and on offense I think that's the biggest matchup right there. There's obviously some other issues, but Allen's a good enough player and Ariante Oerschre's the rookie that I think it changes the way you approach this game.
And Clint, we've talked about this over the years, and I think that's a really good matchup, Josh Hines Allen at 41 against Ariante Oerschre. But Clint, this isn't just a Ariante Oerschre matchup against Josh Hines. This is a Nick Caley and giving him some help and not just leaving him over there to struggle against an above average pass rusher. They cannot allow him to just kill the game for them. And he's capable of doing it. You talked about it. Hell, he did it to Laramie Tunsil, right? And this is Ursary's third game. They cannot allow him to just get beat over there by himself. And you got Titus on the other side, right, that you feel like you should trust with, you know, with 44 over there, who was the number one overall pick.
Walker.
Walker, a really good run stuffer. He's got a pretty good bull rush. I saw him get a sack last week off a bull rush. But he is somebody you feel like, hey, Titus, man, you gotta be able to handle him. They have to be able to help Arionte Ursary over there.
Well, they've got to be able to slide away from Titus Howard, leave Titus on the island, and slide away from him. They've got to be able to do some man-protecting stuff and chip with tight ends and chip with tailbacks and keep giving Josh Allen different looks. And look, let's be honest. They got to be able to throw screens. They got to be able to – the quarterback's got to get the ball out of his hands. They got to be able to run the football. You got to protect that left tackle. I think this is a game that's very winnable, more winnable than the first two games were for the Texans. But offensively, if we're focusing on that side of the football, this is one of those games where they should be able to score some points. They should be able to move the football. They should be able to do some things in this game that maybe it wasn't fair to expect them to do in the first couple of games of the season. So a good front, Josh Allen versus a rookie is the one that could be a game wrecker. But I expect this offense to be able to have a little bit more success this week, a little bit more consistent success throughout the game.
All right, let's flip it. What's the key matchup when Jacksonville has the ball the other side against that Texans defense?
Well, we watched it last week, Ron. I don't care if you're talking Texans football or you're talking in any football. If your interior defensive line is going to get ran on the way that the Texans did last week, I mean, the majority of the run, some may have bounced outside, but the majority of them, when the running back crossed the line of scrimmage, was inside the tackles. And that was because Tampa Bay was having their way with the interior defensive line. And let's be honest, the linebackers for the Texans. And so they've got to get – it's more about the interior defensive line for the Texans and the interior offensive line for the Jaguars. The Jags have shown the ability to run the ball well. I think they've done some stuff in power fashion as well as kind of exotic fashion. So they've got a 1-2 punch over there that can run it. And if we don't get that interior defensive line tuned up, then that is the one way that I think the Jacksonville Jaguars could have success, keep the offense off the field, and score points and churn the clock, if you will, and make it a shorter game and really control the game, being that it's at home. And so you got to get that interior defensive line shored up. And again, I don't doubt one bit that D'Amico is going to have the answers there. I don't doubt one bit that you have the horses to get it done versus Jacksonville. I don't know if you have the horses to get it done against Baltimore, but I think you have the horses to get it done against Jacksonville. So I expect it to not be a problem, but that is the matchup coming off the Tampa Bay game.
And listen, Clint, it is just a two-game sample, but the Jacksonville Jaguars do lead the NFL in rushing.
Come on,
right,
man.
Now. They are averaging 169.5 yards a game. That is exactly what the Texans gave up on Monday night to the Bucks. And they've done it pretty well these first two games running the football with multiple backs. So, it's a huge, huge deal in this game. And Clint, there is no chance in hell with Trevor Lawrence, who has turned the ball over. Trevor's thrown three picks in the first two games, including two last week, which led to them losing that game. There is no way in the world, Clint, that they are not looking and watching to see what the Bucs did. And saying, oh, man, we're gonna double team to the linebacker. We're going to run the football. We're going to copy what they did. If they're able to do that with their backs, the success we've had to start the season, we feel like we're going to be able to do it too, especially to slow down that pass rush.
Ron, they'd be fools if they didn't.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It was that impressive. It was that impressive last week, the way that Tampa Bay executed the two different blocking schemes. It was that effective last week that you watch it on film and only a fool would not do it. And the other part of this is, it really handcuffed D'Amico Ryans, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter. It really handcuffed those guys and made it to where they had limited opportunities to impact the game. And so, boy, they would be fools not to copy it somehow. But again, I feel really confident. I don't know what the hell we're going to do offensively. I don't know if Ursary and Kaylee and the group can handle Allen off the end. I don't know about that. But I feel really confident that D'Amico is going to have the answer for that interior defensive line, and more importantly, just to shut the run down in a way that they couldn't last week.
All right, Football Friday here as we are live at Talyards in Sugar Land. Come on out. If you're in the building, You got to fill your name out, grab your ticket or your name. I'm not sure what we're giving right now. We're giving tickets, or give your ticket. Put your ticket in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win many prizes, including tickets to a Texans game later on this season. So make your way out. As soon as you do, you might want to drop your ticket in our raffle box so you can be a winner. Coming up on this Football Friday, Nick Caley gave his thoughts on how he can help and what they can do to help the offensive line. We'll let you hear what he had to say coming up next.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to Talliards. I see my man just got him a nice, nice cold brew right there, craft beer right there. Do your thing, sir.
Yeah, we are not at BB's, by the way.
That looks beautiful. And, yes, we are Talliards. Talliards here in Sugar Land. Talliards here in Sugar Land with plenty of good beer, great food as well. I'm telling you, try the pizza. I'm telling you, Clint, I told Clint about that mushroom pizza. And they're like, mushroom pizza. It was cold. It was good, wasn't it, Clint? I know it was. I know. I saw you go there. You took down two pieces the last time we was here out of nowhere, because it is very, very tasty. So come on out here, win prizes, good food, and everything as we continue on this Football Friday here at Talliards. All right, Nick Caley, he spoke to the media yesterday, and I think a lot of people were itching to hear what he had to say after week two. And he talked specifically here about how he can help the offensive line. Here was Nick Caley.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think everything that we think about before we draw up any pass play is with the intention of having the best protections that we can possibly have. So, you know, that's personnel driven from us, from the teams we're playing. That's schematically what challenges, what front structures, what coverage contours you're going to see, what teams activate certain blitzes. And we go at those things on the front end of the week, and then we try to set the table from that standpoint to build the pass concepts from there.
All right. There is Nick Caley. Talking about the offensive line. And I know, Clint, when you heard this and you heard him giving his response to how to help the offensive line, it really caught your ears.
Well, look, I think, Ron, it's what we've been talking about in a sense of making things more difficult, right? Are we going to call a protection? And if they give us a certain look, we're going to have, sure, we're going to have some adjustments, but if they give us a certain look, we know, hey, we're okay, we're good to go, let's ride. But if they give us some kind of pressure, hey, I got a quick outlet right here. Or, hey, you know what, my quarterback can audible and my quarterback can flip a little run, you know, outside or off guard to the left or whatever. But instead, it's we're going to stand at the line of scrimmage and we're going to try to figure out how to have the perfect protection for everything that the defense throws at us. And what happens is CJ spends a lot of his time trying to figure out what's going on in the box, and instead of seeing what's going on with the shell, instead of reading safety rotation and cornerback leverage and things of that nature, and the offense spends a lot of time trying to figure out how to protect it perfectly versus just getting the ball in a playmaker's hands and letting them go make plays. So, you know, I thought that was just very indicative, Ron, of what we are up against offensively as the Houston Texans. Their process that they believe in is continuing to do what they do and what they've been doing, and just expect guys to do it better. And I've seen enough of this offense with that approach over several quarterbacks and a couple of different head coaches to where I don't know that I have a ton of confidence in the ability to ultimately get there. You know what I mean? Like that to me, Ron, that piece of audio sums up, as a fan, like your frustration with what's going on, that sums up the frustration. Is now, you know, they are spending an unbelievable amount of time trying to match protections to fronts and pressures every single week, and the picture changes on Sunday and then you don't have the answer. It's going to be a steep learning curve, let's call it that, for the Texans offense, if that's the way they're going to continue to do things.
Because it sounds like this is what we were seeing prior to the 2 years that Bobby Slowick was here, right? It seems like it's overcomplicating things, and there's so much that a lot of people have to try to figure out instead of just making it a little bit more simple, right? This is what it was with Bill O'Brien and Tim Kelly, the same kind of thing that I know you didn't like with Deshaun Watson having to come up and do a lot of the different things now that CJ is doing. And it just, coming from you, listening to you there, it sounds like they're really overcomplicating the protections and the things they're doing up front.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he just said. That's what Nick Caley just said. You know, we're trying to match protections with what the defense is doing. I'm not CJ Stroud. I wasn't in the league 11 years the way that Nick Caley is or was and has been. But for me, I just prefer to call a damn protection. And if I'm in trouble, give me the ability to audible up out of it. Because here's the deal. If I'm in trouble and they're legitimately coming after me, then there is no doubt about it. They only have so many guys on the field. If they're coming after me, if they're bringing pressure and they're going to load up the box, then there are opportunities to get the ball out of my hand quick, period, point blank, right? If the offense allows you to do that. So, yeah, it's foreign to me as a player, as a former player, it's foreign to me to stand up there and try, let the defense dictate your quarterback, where your quarterback is spending all of his time trying to figure it out. It's clear right now when a defense crowds the line of scrimmage, walks backers up in the A gap, the Texans are gonna stand there. They're gonna try to figure it out. They're gonna eat up as much of the play clock as they can. And 9 times out of 10, they're not, when the ball snapped, they're not gonna have a clue who's coming and who's not. That's clear. Who's deciding this?
Who is, as they're standing there, who is the one deciding where they're what they're gonna do?
Well,
is it CJ?
It's either the center or CJ. I would imagine it's a combination of the two, right? But yeah. You're not gonna have all the answers. They're doing it to play games with you, right? They're walking up, you got all four down linemen, they're walking up the backers in the A gap, so that gives you six. They're probably gonna walk up the outside back or the nickel defender. Now you got seven, and you've only got five or six blockers back there. Now you have you've got to decide to go one way or the other. You got to decide whether to protect inside or out, or you got to protect the edges. You've got to decide, and they're playing games with you, right? Sometimes you're going to guess right. Sometimes you're going to guess wrong. But the point is, the defense is dictating at that point. And the point is we don't have Tom Brady, and we don't have all of the support for the quarterback that Tom Brady had to make that system work. And it's going to take, at the very least, it's going to take what I think is going to be an extended period of time for them to figure out this protection thing. This is not an overnight fix. This is a, can CJ Stroud figure it out? And does C.J. Stroud have the same support that we've seen one other guy do this at an extremely high level? Does he have that same level of support? They're telling you what they're doing. I mean, Kaylee is flat out telling you what they're doing.
Yeah, and that one person you're talking about is Tom Brady, Belichick, and the Patriots.
Yeah,
that have had that level of success.
I mean, the only way you can get to a point, Ron, when they stack 7-8 guys at the line of scrimmage to have a winning percentage, let's call it that, is you've got to have the scouting department that's working with the quarterback that's breaking down all the different packages. You got to have a head coach that's sitting down with him, talking all the different coverages, telling you exactly what their tendencies are, and all these guys there's a team of people working on which Jacksonville Jaguar defender is tipping when the Sam linebacker's coming, or tipping when they're bringing pressure one way or another, or tipping when they're showing this coverage or that coverage. And it's clear the Texans don't have that. I mean, the Texans just don't have that level of understanding of what's going on. And it just, to me, the audio that you played is just, it's the offensive coordinator saying, what we're trying to do is match protections to what defenses are doing. And that's a difficult way to go about playing the game.
All right, coming up as we continue, it is a Football Friday, but this is, at least for me, since I've been here, the biggest regular season series the Houston Astros have ever played in quite some time. And that is them tied atop the West against the Mariners, 9 games to go. And the winner of this series is going to be clearly in the driver's seat. We'll talk about that series. They got some good news going into this series and what this is about over the next 3 days. We'll do that as we continue on a Football Friday live here from Talyards in Sugarland.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What's up, Clint? How y'all doing, man?
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There we go, as we are live. There we go. I hear you. Here in Sugarland at Talyard's, and they got everything you need. And Clint, they just hooked me up with a light lager. I mean, this sucker here is it any other light ones, baby. This thing competes with them all. It is tasty, baby. Goes down smooth. I think you may have enjoyed this one. In fact, our guy said, "Tell Clint he's missing out now."
I've never met a light one that I didn't enjoy.
Never met one you didn't enjoy.
That's what the whites used
one
to do.
I didn't appreciate.
Okay, how did you get to? Tyler went. He just went to the whites. He just light. light was close enough to get him there, to be able to get that Pat McAfee drop off right there. But come on out. We've already hooked up someone with our first winner, and we've got multiple things. Three more Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. Texans tickets a little bit later on. Free oil change coming up. We'll do that throughout the show. And also, you can use that QR code. We've got it right there. You can enter the Ultimate Tailgate, where it includes a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. You also, at the end of the year, will be able to hang out in the suite and catch one of the Texans games. As I see Reggie and Brandon Scott just got done doing In the Loop, and they just made their way in the building here at Talyard's in Sugarland, so you need to join as well. But so many opportunities to win things. By the way, it was a Thursday Night Football yesterday, Clint. I know you thought they were going to get drilled. Were you surprised at the fight that the Miami Dolphins put up? I mean, I know it was 31-21, and Tyler was right on the money with that spread. I know Tyler was in there thinking, do not give up a touchdown at the end of this thing. Do not give up a touchdown. But it ended up being 10, but it was a lot closer than that, Clint. And the Dolphins came to play. I was a bit surprised it was that tight.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised as well. Now, I was traveling, so I didn't get to see all the details. You know, watching in airport TVs and stuff like that, you don't always get the real effect of the game. But, yeah, no doubt about it. I was surprised that Dolphins team was able to stay that tight, that close with the Bills from jump. I mean, you look at the box score, and, I mean, they tied that thing up multiple times. And so, yeah. I was surprised. Maybe the Dolphins aren't quitting on their coach after all. Or do you think that was the final straw?
No, they came and played hard, man. Dude, They have to walk away from thinking that we just shot ourselves in the foot. I mean, they get a stop, and it didn't seem like Buffalo's defense has problems. I mean, Clint, 11 for 16 on third and fourth downs, Miami was. 11 for 16 they were on third and fourth downs. Buffalo's defense has some problems that we've been looking at, but they get a stop, and they haven't been stopping the Dolphins. And then they get a roughing the punter. that just really turned that whole game around. And then they're down 7, and they're driving. They're at Buffalo 17. And then Tua just stares down a receiver and throws a pick and pretty much ends it. So they made two critical errors there that really knocked them out of that game. So I don't know. But, yeah, it was a bit surprising there. Maybe they're not completely quitting, at least – at least some of them. At least some of them. 10 looks like he could get there. But at least at least some of them. All right, Clint. This as we were coming on, the Astros are going to activate Isak Paredes prior to this Mariner series, which is huge. And there is, we've talked about it the last 2 days, there's a spot for him with Yordan. Not playing right now with that ankle situation. By the way, you think he's in the lineup today, Clint? Do you think Paredes, when this lineup comes out, do you think he's in the lineup today?
No, I don't. I think he's a bat off the bench at this point in time. I think that would be an aggressive move, right? I mean, especially with Joe Espada talking about I'm going to ask him not to run 100%, but then we'll go ahead and throw him in the starting lineup to jump. But, you know, after signing Correa
in this series.
it's in a DH role. Yeah, I'm gonna throw him in the starting line. Maybe in the series eventually, but the first rattle out of the gate, I mean, the first time that they've announced that he's going to be available and he's going to come off the injured list, just throw him out there and let him go full go, I think that'd be a ballsy move. Now, look, I would love to see it because that tells me that they're a lot more confident in his health and him being able to contribute long-term, going harder. I mean, it would be a sight to see, but I got to believe this is more of a, hey, man, can you help us in a critical situation of the game in a pinch hit role when we need you the most? I would think that's more of what it is than
fellas,
plug and
play. I think he's the DH tonight. I think Paredes is the DH tonight and jogging down first base.
I wouldn't jogging, be mad at
don't,
it.
Don't
I,
turn
I would
it
not
up,
be mad at it.
Or banging the Crawford box, his favorite spot, and he could get in the trot. Like, I think he's in there. I think for once, what you have been yelling about, I think they're going to put in their best lineup. I think they're putting their best lineup in that thing tonight. But this is a big series, man. And Clint, to me, what this thing is about, and I will say this, I trust the Houston Astros. The Houston Astros have been the gold standard in baseball the last near decade. And they have always, for the most part, come up big in these moments. And as Tyler will let you know, Seattle has done the opposite. And I think that the Astros and their pedigree, I believe they will come through in this situation. But we know, man, this is going to be about your stars over the next three games. And Clint, the Jeremy Peñas, the Jose Altuves, the Carlos Correa, Framber, Hunter Brown, Abreu, they are all going to be available and going to be in this series. And those guys have to step up. I think that's what this series is going to be about, is your important stars have to be a big part of this. And I think that's what we're looking at. These young cats have done a good job of helping them get here, but now those guys got to take over.
Yeah, look, that's the only way that any team is going to win in you know, Major League Baseball this time of year, and definitely into the playoffs. It's the only way you're going to win is if your stars play like stars and pitch like stars, and that's never been more true than right now with the Astros. They need it desperately across the board. I mean, they are heavily dependent on Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. Those two guys, mainly Framber Valdez, has to step up big time. And then, you know, without Yordan Alvarez, there's even more pressure on Carlos Correa. There's even more pressure on Altuve. Christian Walker's a guy that you can go ahead and you can go ahead and tie him into that bunch as well. Being a veteran,
you put Christian Walker in that group
in the group of guys that have the superstars that have, absolutely. I do. I mean, especially without Yordan Alvarez. Now, if Yordan Alvarez was in the middle of it and Christian Walker was your, you know, fifth or sixth hitter, and it was just like, you know, Diaz is swinging it well, and you know, some of these other guys are swinging it well. Yeah, that's fine. But right now with no Yordan, I mean, I think it's fair to put Christian Walker given his resume. And what he's done and what he's capable of doing, I don't expect him to be as clutch as Correa or Jose Altuve, but that's the Astro fan in me. I mean, reality is, I think a baseball fan would tell you, yeah, I expect Christian Walker to be just as valuable in these big moments as anybody out there. I think the expectations are very, very similar. Yeah.
No, he's getting paid. That is the damn that man. It's $20 million a year, baby. He's getting paid. So
I tell you what, Ron. I think I'm leaning on Tyler's side here, though. The pressure, as much as we talk Astros and as injured as they've been and as up and down as they've been, and really to be honest with you, how fortunate they are to be where they are right now in the standings, given how they got here with a bunch of young guys and a bunch of unknowns having to pitch and play throughout the season. I think the pressure's on the Mariners, man. I think all the pressure's on the Mariners. I feel like the Astros haven't been there. Even the fact that the Astros are a little bit longer in the tooth and is the dynasty or whatever you want to call the Astros, is the run over? Is this the old guys that are kind of limping to the finish line, and can the Mariners knock them off? I mean, it's just – whether you look at history as a whole of just the Astros have been there, done it, the Mariners haven't, and they're trying to get there, or you look at, man, the Mariners have – I mean, they've poured everything they can into making this the best Mariners team that they possibly could this year. And can that team not slay the Dragon, right? I mean, I just think all the pressure's on the Mariners right now to get this done.
They're trying to get over the hump. They're trying to get over that Astros – monster that has just taken over this entire division and really the American League and the league, and the Mariners usually have failed in this spot. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Are you feeling confident? You feeling confident about the Astros? They're tied in the West with the Mariners. The Mariners have been hot, right? They've won 9 of their last 10. Are you confident that the Astros are going to win this series? You confident that the Astros are going to come out of this weekend in the driver's seat? I am. The Astros have reached that territory for me, Tyler and Clint, of, yo, listen, man, I'm just going to ride with them until they show me they don't. Like, I'm going to ride with them until they give me reason to back off. And I just can't pick anybody else in a situation like this when Jose Altuve is going to be out there and Carlos Correa is going to be out there. They've got all their best pitchers out there. It is hard for me to go against them. I feel really good for the Astros in this series.
Yeah, I like them. I like the Astros in this series. I mean, I like what I've seen. You know, three games ago before sweeping the Rangers, maybe I felt a little different, I'll be honest. but yeah, on the heels of – I mean, you sweep the Rangers with no Hunter Brown, no Framber Valdez on the bump, that's saying something. That's a statement. And where it puts me is – not that the Astros all of a sudden are this, you know, this the great team that everybody expected them to be, but it is just, hey man, when you get guys like Correa and Altuve, and again I'll put Walker in there, and you can put Pena in there, you put a lot of these guys in there. They've had the playoff experience, and I think a lot of them have been raised up in an organization where, you know, there's just a firm belief in themselves and confidence in themselves that when it matters the most, when it's cutting time, when the games matter. We're gonna put a little different foot forward. We're gonna be a different squad, and we're gonna bring our best game. And that's what you see from Correa. It's what you see from Altuve. You can even throw Diaz in that bunch. He's swinging the bat really well lately. And so, yeah, I think that's still there with this squad. And I don't think it is necessarily just, well, Altuve's getting older and it's old hat. I think these youngsters have been raised up in that kind of organization, and it's kind of a passing of the torch, if you will. Hopefully, as an Astros fan, anyway, that's where I'm at. But the youngsters are just as, I think, plugged in and dialed in to it's go time right now, it's clutch time right now, and I think they're comfortable in it.
Well, Rocky on the on YouTube and Twitch says he's got zero faith in the Astros, and I think they need to miss the playoffs for Crane to open up his eyes. I just can't get with that. Can't get with that. I just don't see that happening. All right, as we continue here, live here in Sugar Land from Talliards on a Football Friday. Plenty of time for you to get up here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, and we've got a lot of prizes for you to win, including Texans tickets. A little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour. So all you got to do is get in here and put your name in our raffle box, and you have a chance to be a winner. All right, this is something that on a Football Friday, the Texans just absolutely have no excuse for, especially the blueprint was laid last week. No excuses for what has been a problem to continue. That's coming up next.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.